WWIB's Open for Business interview series continues this morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Jennifer Fanfara. She is the owner and founder of Tactical Escape 101 Escape Rooms. Jen, great to have you on the air with us this morning.
Hey, how's it going, Caleb?
It's going great. And I know, I mean, you're a Rice Lakeian or Rice Lakeite, like I mean, Skate City Jen back in the day, right?
That's right. Skate City is where I got up. I learned everything there anyway.
There you go. And then going off on this venture, how in the world did Tactical Escape 101 start? And again, escape rooms, it's something that, you know, it's a growing trend. But, I mean, you guys were kind of the OGs there.
We are the veterans in our neighborhood, that's for sure. 5 years ago, we played a game, fell in love with the fact that it brought us together and brought it home to Wisconsin so everybody else could experience that as well.
Very, very cool. And now, obviously, Jen, you have locations all over the place, including in the Oakwood Mall here in Eau Claire. And you guys didn't actually wait for a Safer at Home order to come down. You preemptively closed your location, didn't you? Because you said, you know what, the health and safety of others is most important.
That's correct. We also have an immune compromise. My brother lives with us, and I couldn't ask my employees to do what I wasn't willing to do.
Wow. And now you have amazing, amazing employees. I know my family did an escape room around New Year's, and we were just blown away with the quality of the escape room and the employee that helped us as well. And so you're trying your best on your end to support as well?
Absolutely. We last weekend launched our first live game in our Rice Lake location. They aren't money makers. They're not going to pay any bills. But unless we keep our employees who are highly trained and skilled, as you just said, thank you so much. We're honored. There's no point in reopening whatsoever because it takes a skilled game master to run a game.
Now, when I look at TacticalEscape101.com, Jen, and again, this is Jen Funfar from Tactical Escape 101, part of our Open for Business interview series here on WWIB. I see Clearwater. I see Prairie Play. I see Jewel Heist that you can play via Zoom meeting. What in the world are you guys doing in the world of virtual reality right now? Because normally you said, put down your phones, come to our escape room, enjoy some family time or bonding time with friends or coworkers. But now you're kind of saying, you know what, in this strange different world we're in, pick up your phone. We've got something a little different for you.
That's right. Last weekend, we connected a dad and little girl from Eau Claire with their mom who's stuck in Nebraska on our live puzzle. But we also have virtual options right now so that you can stay home, stay safe, and play. We have Prairie Play, which is based on our River Prairie area. Also our Clearwater, which is based on downtown Eau Claire. So people from everywhere can get to know our area better. Because these two places are very unique and super fun to walk around and be in, and this allows them to do that just on their phones.
So when you say you have those two options, are those things where you go to those places, or do you do it virtually fully from your home?
Absolutely virtually from your home. Both games can be played. It will be super fun once people can get out and walk around and do the puzzles while they walk it. But for now, you're welcome to pull up your Google Maps. You got all of the tools that you have at home to play your games.
And Jen, these are, you know, a couple hours sometimes to solve these puzzles or longer. So, I mean, for those maybe who need a little bit of a break as a family from kind of their quarantine routine, this can be just a wonderful way of having some fun together.
Absolutely. Clearwater is a really big puzzle. It's encouraged to take up a whole afternoon or just a little bit each day for a whole week, however you want to play it, because they don't expire. There's not a 60-minute time limit.
Oh, fun. What a great creative way to do this.
This is really cool. And again, TacticalEscape101.com. And as part of our Open for Business interview series, Jen, owner and founder of Tactical Escape, joining us here. Jen, on the way out here, what would you say to the community? How can they support you right now? What's the best way that they can help keep your small business afloat?
They can book any of our puzzles at TacticalEscape101.com. They can buy some of our super fun Barron County merchandise. Mm-hmm. Or they can just go to our Facebook page and share that with all of their friends, which is easier than it's ever been.
There you go.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. And thanks so much for helping to bring families together to create memories.
That's our purpose. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Jennifer Fumfar from Tactical Escape 101, our open for business interview series, tacticalescape101.com. Check those out. I know the Roth family, Hillary, they're kind of a puzzle players from what I hear. So this could be a good challenge for you guys.
It could be. I'm excited to check out that River Prairie one because we love the River Prairie area.